My great friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes is fond of chiding me about these published narratives of mine. Apart from their meretricious qualities and the way in which I sacrifice forensic methodicality in favor of literary effect, however, there is one aspect of them that exercises him less frequently, but with no less passion.
"You tell your readers practically everything about me," he has said to me on more than one occasion, "and practically nothing about yourself. You reveal to them my moods, methods, and motivations at considerable length, my many idiosyncrasies and peccadillos, but about Dr. John Watson you disclose precious little by comparison. You are a cipher in your own stories, forever eclipsed by me and at risk of disappearing altogether in my shadow."
"That may be true," I reply, "but it is how it should be. They are your adventures, Holmes. My task is to recount them as objectively as I can, and to that end I must perforce step into the wings and see the limelight."
"Nonetheless, I imagine the public might care to learn some further personal detail about you, beyond your profession, your love of gambling, your rugby playing, your brother's sad fate, and your experiences in Afghanistan. There surely must be a case of mine that allows you to share with them a hitherto unilluminated facet of your life history."
Although these words were spoken in jest, the kind of chaffing Holmes is wont to indulge in, they harbour a grain of truth. Hence I am setting down in these pages a series of events that I have chosen to call the Labyrinth of Death, and which will, I trust, colour in a corner of the public picture of myself that has previously lain barely touched. John H. Watson, M.D., 1902.